Okay, guys, you are listening to Gavin Andrew on Vitalize Radio, and I have a caller on line two. And to be honest, I'm extremely excited about this person, so let's find out who it is. So, hello, who's on line two, please?
Hi, it's me, Fleur East.
Hi, Fleur East. You're listening to Gavin Andrew on Vitalize Radio. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. It's a lovely day today as well, so that's always helpful, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that really does help, especially when that's all the view that you have for the day.
Exactly. So if for some crazy reason there's anyone listening right now who doesn't know who you are, firstly, where they've been, I don't know, but can you tell me how people would know you?
Well, that's an interesting question. No one's ever asked me this. Well, I'm a singer, songwriter. I auditioned for The X Factor.
Twice, I believe.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you've done your research.
So in 2005, wasn't it, with Addictive Ladies,
yes,
I believe.
Yeah. That's when I was 16. I auditioned with my friends, and we actually got through to the live shows, but then we left the first week of live shows.
Okay.
Gutted.
Yeah.
And after that, I went on to, you know, do independent deals. I was in so many different girl groups that I can't even count. Did a lot of touring. And then I went back on audition again, 2014. It was amazing. I came runner-up on that show. And then continued to release music. Got signed to Simon Cowell's label. Just kept touring around the world, doing living my dream. And then in 2018, I went into the jungle.
Absolutely.
And that was an incredible experience. I absolutely loved that.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, so I'm sure somebody must remember you from some of that, right?
Yeah, well.
And I remember you from pretty much all of it. So there we are. So that's all good. So how are you finding life at the moment with the restrictions and the government-issued guidance currently in place? How's that affecting you?
It's been strange, actually. I mean, initially, it was quite upsetting because there were so many things planned for this year.
Yeah.
And you know when you start a new year and you go, yeah, this is going to be an amazing year, and there were so many things lined up, and, you know, I had my album launch, and I was supposed to be going on tour at the beginning of this month, and I was supposed to be having my sister's wedding this summer.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that were planned, and unfortunately we've had to postpone absolutely everything. So that was disappointing at first, but now I'm actually enjoying being at home with my loved ones and spending that quality time and just actually taking a moment out of the busy schedule that I usually have and just taking time for myself and, you know, spending time with the people that are important to me.
Absolutely. And I think if probably there was a silver lining, that would definitely be it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So your album, we'll just put that in there now because you mentioned it. It's called Fearless, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. I've also seen that on Instagram, I've seen something called Lockdown Shutdown. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Well, I've been in lockdown and I've been getting very creative. My creative juices have been flowing. This is another positive for me of being in lockdown.
Absolutely.
And time to create. And yeah, I've just been doing little random freestyles of either raps or songs or melodies that I'm just thinking of. And I'm just sharing them on my socials.
Yeah, well, I've been watching them as well. So they've been making me smile, I think. And I think that's the beauty of social media at the moment, isn't it? That it is bringing smiles to people's faces, which is really nice.
Yeah, actually, social media, there are a lot of downsides to social media and a lot of negatives a lot of the time. But I think during this global pandemic, it's actually been an amazing tool of keeping everybody connected, bringing people together from all over the world, helping lift people's spirits. And yeah, helping everyone show off their talents as well. We've had so many concerts. I've been treated to Sam Smith singing a cappella in the living room. And I mean, I'm loving it.
I know. Who'd have thought it? So, and obviously a massive bonus for me is I get to have a conversation with Fleur East on the telephone. So, I mean, you know, what else could possibly go wrong? So more recently, obviously, you've released a new song called Not Alone, and it's in aid of the COVID-19 appeal.
Yeah.
which we'll be playing at the end of this interview. Can you tell me more about your song and how that came about?
So, as I mentioned previously, I've had a lot of time and a lot of creative juices have been flowing. So, I initially wrote this jokey rap about staying at home and being in lockdown and isolation. And I performed it on the One Show and it just went everywhere. Everyone was sharing it. And I just thought, well, rather than just let it live online, let me put it to good use. Because a lot of the time I feel like when we're at home, and especially in this climate, we feel helpless a lot of the time and there's nothing that we can do to actually contribute or anything we can do to provide assistance other than just stay at home. So I decided to record a full version of the song at home, did it in my little home studio, which is literally a mic and a laptop, sent that off to get mixed and mastered, filmed a video at home, got all professionals to edit it externally, and we turned everything around in 5 days. And then contacted the NHS charity Together, and we've managed to sort it out. So we've got 100% of all the profits from the song, all the downloads, the streams, everything is going directly to the COVID-19 appeal. So yeah, it's incredible.
Which is phenomenal, really, isn't it? What a good thing that is happening.
Yeah.
So it is a very light-hearted song, actually, I think,
yes,
with a very strong meaning. And I think the beauty of the lyrics of the song is that they are real. And in the first line, you say, "It's strange times." And then you talk about toilet rolls. But I was shocked. You didn't mention the COVID cut.
I didn't. No, I didn't.
Is that something, Fleur, you might consider yourself? I just wondered.
I don't think I will. I think I'll leave that to others. I mean, my medium is music. I'll just stick to that.
I thought you'd say this, actually. I definitely think that one of the things you're famous for is your lovely hair, actually. But yeah. But no COVID cut for you then, just to clarify.
No, not for me.
Okay. So, I mean, my next question was going to be, how easy was it to record the track? But you did it in 5 days. So, I mean, that is some good turnaround, I think.
Well, the amazing thing has been, you know, typically in the music industry, you always kind of see singers and songwriters going to these fancy studios, you know, spending weeks and weeks in writing camps and doing everything, working, you know, diligently in these studios with everybody. But actually, having been through this experience, this might be the way forward. I mean, I've never turned around a single release in such a short amount of time.
Okay.
And without even seeing anybody, literally doing everything via email. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, it's the way. And I mean, it couldn't have been done a few years ago at all, could it? So the fact that we can do it now is pretty amazing, I think. So on a more serious note, you said that the COVID-19 appeal and the NHS charities will benefit 100% of the profits. Do you know in particular which charities that will go to?
Yeah, so it's going directly to the COVID-19 urgent appeal. This appeal helps the well-being and helps to benefit all of the NHS workers and the volunteers that are working on the front line. So in particular, it might help fund their accommodation or fund their travel to and from work, or give them well-being packages, or look after their mental health long-term once we're out of this crisis. So it's mainly going to the well-being of all the workers and all the volunteers that are helping us get through this.
Okay, excellent. So what made you, I know you said that you went on the One Show and did this track, but what made you decide to create this as a single and send it out? Has COVID affected you at all? Or?
Well, I've had a few family members, cousins that have actually contracted the virus.
Okay.
And people close to me that have lost loved ones due to the virus. So the minute I think obviously it's affecting all of us, but the moment you hear that it's someone close to you or someone you know, that's when it really starts to hit home and you just think, oh my goodness, this is such a critical situation right now, and you just never know who it's going to hit, and it's very, very serious. So I just thought, well, my medium and my passion that I love is music, so if I can help in any way, I'm going to have to use that vehicle to help. And you know, and it's been amazing. It's been a great way of me, you know, just like I said, exercising my passion, but also putting it to good use and helping everyone come together. Music's been helping a lot of us get through this time right now.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, you know, one download helps, you know, every little helps, and it's going to contribute to an amazing cause.
Oh, that is fantastic, honestly. So, are there any plans to record any other tracks for charity?
Well, I mean, you never know. I felt the urge with this one, you know. It's like, this is such a unique and extraordinary situation. Most of us have never experienced anything like this in our lifetime. Then, you know, obviously it hit home and it tugged on my heartstrings, and I felt compelled to do something. But you never know. You never know in the future if there's something. There's so many causes out there, and I think after seeing the effect that music can have, the positive effect it can have, for sure, like, if I can help in any other way with any other causes, I definitely will do.
And you definitely will. So that's brilliant. And what's next for you, really? Obviously, COVID has got to clear up. Are you rebooking your tour?
Yes, I will be. I'll be rescheduling all my dates. Obviously, that's all up in the air because no one really knows when
we're
free. Allowed to gather again en masse. So we just have to wait and see with that one. But yeah, I mean, for now, I'm doing my radio show. I get to do my breakfast show every morning from home, which is amazing. That keeps me, you know, on my toes and gives me a routine every day. And yeah, just creating music, getting everything together, ready for when we can be out in the big bad world again.
Absolutely. And that's why your track is called Not Alone, isn't it? Because we're not alone in isolation, which is lovely. So where can our listeners go to hear and download your track?
So if you just type in Flair East Not Alone into any music streaming site, whether that's Amazon Music, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, anywhere that you stream music, you can get it there. And also, if you go onto my YouTube and type in Not Alone, we've got a video there as well. And all of the streaming and all the views from the video also help contribute towards the charity. So anywhere you can stream it, just get it, download it, tell your friends, get everyone involved.
And they'll be helping such a good cause at the same time.
Exactly.
Okay, so do you have a special message for our listeners at all?
Yeah, I just want to, I mean, the main thing is I make light of the situation in the song because I feel like when you're watching the news every day and you're getting all these updates, you can feel pretty down and it's all quite negative at the moment. So I hope that the song helps lift everyone's spirits, and just know that, you know, the message in the song is you are not alone. Every single person around the world is experiencing this, and just remember that it's not going to last forever, and try and use this time to focus on all the things that you've been putting off for so long, and to connect with people that maybe you haven't had time for, and just be grateful for all the little things.
That's spot on, I think. Do you know, I the first time I heard this song Not Alone, I actually laughed because I thought it was really funny, obviously. And then the more I listen to it, I hear something new in it every time. I'm like, oh, I didn't catch that bit last time. You know, it's really clever how it's written. And the fact
Thank
that
you.
It's so real to us because, you know, everybody is feeling this. And as it states, we're not alone. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's a very good track. Very clever indeed. So thank you for doing it.
Thanks a lot.
So we're going to be playing your song in just a minute on Vitalize Radio, and I wondered if you would do us the honour of introducing your track.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much for the support. So everyone, get downloading this. 100% goes to the NHS COVID-19 appeal. I'm Fleur East, and this is my new single, Not Alone.
2020, yeah, we're living in some strange times, but we're all in this together at the same time. It's getting difficult, and yeah, it's pretty crazy, but you can stay at home and nobody can call you lazy. Think about it, all the times you called in sick, every single alarm you snoozed, every sick note, every trick. Think of every annoying colleague, all the ones that stole your juice. Now you can stay at home with a legitimate excuse. Think about it, we can all fulfill our dreams. You can sit in your pants and have a work conference on Teams. You know what I mean. I know your kids can make you scream, but you can hold them close, tuck them in, watch them dream. At the supermarket, instead of clearing the shelves, you should stay at home. That's what's really good for your health. Look at toilet paper. What's wrong with us? You can wash your bum in the shower, like what's the fuss? I know things are out of balance, I know things are kinda off. I used to cough to hide a f- now I f- to hide a cough. Make the most of it, cause it won't last forever. And the minute you're back at work, you'll be complaining about the weather, or slagging off your boss, or moaning about whoever. You'll be booking a flight at leisure for your business or your pleasure. Don't just think about yourself, think of everyone. You can stand up for the world by just sitting on your bum. I know you're stuck inside and you're going out of your mind, and the world keeps spinning while you try to pass the time. You're not alone. It won't discriminate, it's affecting everyone. No matter who you are, rich, poor, old, young, faith, race, face, nothing makes you immune. You can shut the door and the whole world's in the same room. Think about it, this will all be like a bad dream. We'll wake up and read about the days of quarantine, the calendar droppers and the house party rockers, all the TikTokers, channel hoppers, toilet roll stockers, to the pajama boppers, the conspiracy plotters, Wi-Fi blockers, fridge stockers, meme swappers, yeah. It's time we started acting smart. We need to come together by just keeping apart. I know you're stuck inside and you're going out of your mind.
Out your mind.
And the world keeps spinning while you try to pass the time.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Sit down, sit down.
Hey.
Lock down, lock down.
Lock down.
I know you're all dressed up, but you got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
But you're not alone. I know you're stuck inside and you're going out of your mind.
Go crazy.
And the world keeps spinning while you try to pass the time.
Hey.
And sisters, you're not alone.
All the people around the world, yeah,
you're not alone.
One life, one choice, one world, one voice,
you're not alone.
To everybody on the front line, saving lives,
you're not alone.
Vitalize UK, inspire and empower.
Hey, this is Fleur East, and you're listening to Vitalize Radio.